This is an ABC podcast.
This is Nijan Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinirao Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Ta lofa lava to all of our Samoan listeners and welcome everyone to Nijan Footy Fridays, the number one place for Pacifica footy news and stories in the rugby league and rugby union worlds. My name is Sam Wykes, and across from me is my usual Cook Island Koi, Tinirao Arona. T, happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday. Kia ora to all our listeners. Sam, are you flying away this weekend anywhere?
I wasn't supposed to, but actually I got the call up to fly up to Brisbane and call the Fijian Drua women's game against the Brumbies. Jeez. Off tube in the studio.
I bet your wife must be happy.
Happy as.
You're never home on the weekends.
Oh, but it's work, babe. Honest.
But yes, we have a lot of footy to speak about today, both rugby league and rugby union. In the NRL, round two has just kicked off last night. We had the Knights play the Dolphins, and then we've got some huge games in the next few days. We also have the return of our good friend, Sala Tongatuki, who will be covering all our footy news. Mm-hmm. We'll also catch up on the Las Vegas trip for herself.
Yes, she went over off field,
represented
more important.
The Gillaroos, represented Australia on the off field dance battle. She's gone viral, and if you want to see that, you'll see it all over her socials. We've also got Totai Kefu, King Kefu, joining us to cover the Super Rugby. So a big show lined up for today here on Nijan Footy Fridays.
Hey, it's Wolf Skelton here, and you're listening to Nijan Footy.
Yep, and we're going to start with rugby league from last night, and I feel like the Dolphins, they are maybe in trouble with the Roosters, and it's only round two.
Well, before we get there,
where
there's
we going?
Been big news over the last couple of days. Dylan Brown signing to the Knights. He signed a 10-year deal with the Newcastle Knights. So Dylan Brown currently playing for the Parramatta Eels, and this 10-year deal is worth $14 million. $13-14 million.
Yeah, depending on what happens, I think is it the ratchet clause? Ratchet clause, is it ratchet? Is that what it's called?
So ratchet clause is if the salary cap increases, he gets a X percentage of that increase.
Increase, yep.
So first of all, congratulations to Dylan
Brown.
Absolutely. He's just secured a huge deal for him and his family. You know, rugby league careers don't last very long, but for someone like Dylan to maximize his potential in the game, I take my hat off to him for the decision he's made. I know there's been some news around people with negative thoughts or negative opinions. At the end of the day, Dylan Brown, if he was your son, you would be proud and you'd be happy for him.
We always talk about, see, the rugby league bubble and the pressure that's within that bubble and people's opinions. And at the time you think, it weighs a lot on how you move and how you approach situations. Hey, when this game's all done and dusted, no one actually cares about you anymore. No one. So it's even the great Cameron Smith. Like, there's people next year where they sort of, who's that again? Like, so for someone like Dylan Brown to be able to earn an opportunity like this, it's. I think it's amazing. It's great. They need to get rid of that narrative. It's like, is he worth this? It's worth that. You're worth what someone's willing to pay for you.
Correct.
And he's gone out. He's got it. All he has to do is just make sure, even if you don't get the wins, just keep earning respect in a way of making sure that you've got that humility piece about you. Give out to the community in a way where you're giving your time and you're engaging. That's how you quieten all that noise down. Don't let anyone attack who you are as a person, because, hey, you'll be sweet. So big congratulations to him.
Well said. And speaking of the Knights, yes, they did kick off round two of the NRL last night, where they played the Dolphins, and in a quite dominant performance, they won this one 26-12. Now, in my review of the season, when I spoke about the Knights, I spoke about one player, Kalyn
Ponga.
Ponga,
the man.
He was untouchable last night. playing fullback, but still got himself in positions where he was the first receiver. He ended up having 3 try assists, so setting up 3 tries just by his footwork, getting to the right defender, and then pulling the trigger. He also ran for over 200 meters. Another player who I thought stood out was Greg Marju. He had 22 runs for 209 meters, 10 tackle breaks, and 6 offloads. I did say that he would play a big role in the Newcastle Knights if they were to be successful this year, and he's continued his form from 2024. But the cool story about this game was the twin brothers, the Safiti brothers, Jacob Safiti and Daniel Safiti. You know, this time last year, they were gearing up in Knights, in the same uniform, in the Knights jersey, ready to, you know, go shoulder to shoulder and smash whoever will run at them. But this time, Daniel is now playing for the Dolphins, so they meet each other off the very first kickoff.
You've got twin boys. Have you thought about, I know they're going to be in the same team for the majority of their junior footy, and if it happens, they kick on somewhere and they have to go their separate ways. Have you thought about what it's going to be like when when they're broken up? Well, or they have to come together like that and clash?
It's actually funny you mention that, because last night when I was watching the game, the thoughts were, man, what's going to happen when these two end up having to split and play one another? I guess the positive thing on my end is that I'm currently putting them in 2 different positions. So they're
Both of them, smart work.
Both of them,
smart
props. Their body types are a bit different. So one's actually playing in the middle, playing lock, playing in a forward position, and the other one, I'm training as a fullback or an outside back.
Okay, so you've thought ahead. Perfect.
Yeah,
love it.
I've already played. And remember, guys, these kids are only 14 years old. Yeah,
we're thinking, far into the future. But just in case, because they are very good, they are very talented, and they've got a hell of a coach being their dad.
So Daniel Safiti, who's at the Dolphins, he receives the kickoff, and he has to run it straight. He actually, when it shows the replay, it actually shows him looking at his brother and eyeing him out as he's carrying the ball. And then Jacob Safiti, instead of waiting for his brother to come and put the shot on, run at him, he puts himself ahead of the defensive line.
I saw that.
And tries to whack him.
Yep.
And at contact, you hear the smack, and then you just see the head sweat splash in the air. It was quite a cool sight to see, because seeing two twin brothers, Fijian twin brothers, the Safiti twins, just absolutely going at it. Newcastle Knights, they score the first try. Guess who gets to return serve off the kickoff? That's correct. Jacob Safiti now gets to run the ball. And again, Daniel Safiti tries to come out and put a shot on his twin brother. So love the competition, love the game. Knights, very, very strong performance, too good for the Dolphins. Again, they win 26-12, and a huge performance from their superstar, Kalen Ponga. But geez, they're going to be, I know we're probably looking too far into the future, 12 months from now, but Kalen Ponga, Dylan Brown, the way they both play the game, if they get the right players around them, they're going to be not only dangerous this year, but next year, man, they're going to be even stronger.
And what you were telling me as well, just around when you watched the game, where Ponga, he's not just staying at fullback, he's injecting himself in the 6 role, the 7 role. So you think with Dylan Brown coming, they'll still keep that type of theme, like interchange, you know, possibly they'll go 6 and 7 together in the front line, and then Ponga might go towards the back. How do you reckon that will play out?
Similar to how it is now, where Ponga is roaming both sides of the field. He'll get round out the back of a lead runner, set up something with the outside backs on one edge, and instead of flying all the way to the other end, he actually becomes the first receiver on the other edge, and then that half might go around the back of those lead runners. So that half being Dylan Brown next year could cause even more damage.
Well, it's exciting times. I hope it comes off. I really do.
Another game to look forward to this week, Penrith versus the Roosters. Now, I'm only saying this, you know, living out at Penrith and my old team Roosters. We've got Sala Tongatuki.
Don't look at me like that.
Shortly. And I'm going to ask her what her thoughts are on this game. But one thing I do want to mention is a Cook Island friend of mine, Makahise Makatoa, making his Sydney Roosters debut. This towards at the end of the year, he actually didn't have a club.
No contract.
And he just kept himself fit. Now he's looking at coming off the bench for the Sydney Roosters and making his club debut against the Penrith Panthers.
Such a vital, I feel like, bit of information that you just said there. He was had nothing, stayed ready for an opportunity he didn't have yet, and as a result, he gets another opportunity. So if I think of my cousin Patrick Pellegrini with Minor Pacifica, he's been wanting that opportunity for 10 years, just grinding away, all the doubt coming into your head, and the same with Makatoa, because he's over 30, isn't he?
32 years old.
32. So there's times we're thinking, retirement's around the corner, but that mindset of just, I'm still good to go, it's paying off.
So he played for the Parramatta Eels last year, was off contract, played for the Cook Islands, still off contract, had no contract or club to go to, kept himself fit, and now finds himself with an opportunity with the Sydney Roosters, was on the extended squad list because of injuries. Victor Radley, not playing as well. Makatoa slots straight through, gets an opportunity to play the four-peat champs. So a big game for both teams. Especially, the Roosters hopefully bounce back from last week's performance. But again, the Panthers coming off a bye, a huge win in Vegas. They're going to be hard to beat. Well, before we head over to Rugby Union in Queensland, the Q Cup kicks off this weekend after the delays last week. It means the PNG Hunters will look to back up their solid 2024 season when they play the Sunshine Coast Falcons on Saturday evening. Remember, you can hear every NRL game live on ABC Radio Australia. Well, Sammy, that's it for Rugby League. Let's head over to Rugby Union.
Perfect, T. Well done there. Plenty of Rugby League news. As always, we're going to dive deep into the chat with King Kefu around Super Rugby and what's happening there. Obviously, smiles all around in the Pacific with Minor Pacifica and the Fijian Drua winning last week and the Drua up against the Brumbies. But so I thought I would start with Super Rugby women's news to kick off our rugby chats. And as we said before the season kicked off, it was going to be a tight competition, and that's exactly how it's panning out. The Drua lost last week, but they got a losing bonus point, and their for and against is better, so they actually still sit on top of the table with the New South Wales Waratahs coming second. The Reds are third at the moment, and the Western Force, Sarah's team, are fourth, even with all those stars, and the Brumbies are in last spot, but there's only 2 points separating last and first spot, so it is very tight. And the Fijian Drua, they take on the Brumbies in Fiji this week, Churchill Park, Lotoka in the Sugar City. And there will be a debutante there for the Fijian Drua team. Carletta Yee will be the youngest Drua player to make her debut, and she'll be 17. So big news for her and her family, only 17 years of age, and she's starting that lock in the 5 jersey. So not only to make your debut at such a young age, but to do it in the forward pack. It doesn't usually happen like that, So they've obviously got big raps on how she plays, physical, understands her detail around the set piece. So
17 years
17
old.
17 years old.
In the middle.
Yep, in the middle.
Big bodies in the middle.
Huge bodies. So
I learned at a young age when playing rugby league, as a middle, you don't actually understand your role until about 3, 4, 5 years into that position, because you have to mature and your body is still growing.
Your body's still growing. That's the big one.
So it's, big ask, but geez, great opportunity.
Great opportunity. So obviously they see a lot in her to be able to handle that position, but you're not wrong. Like, just because you're a big body and you can take some of those hits, but there's people like a Jared Warrior Hargraves, like he's battle hardened, So like
battle hardened, knows where to be, when to be there.
Exactly.
Don't need to burn extra energy because he's got the experience. A lot of times I used to think, why am I more tired than, these men next to me when I know I'm fitter on the training?
Younger, pattern. Exactly.
Younger,
yep.
Fitter, but experience just pays off for them.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And hopefully she has a great game in her hometown. there in La Toka. And then there's going to be another debutant as well, Olympic bronze medalist and former Fijiana Sevens captain, Rusila Nangasau. She will make her debut on home soil at blindside flanker as well. And I forgot to mention on Monday, Loraini Senivutu. Remember how we had her on?
Yep.
And you can find her chat wherever you get your podcast. Just search for Nesian Footy. She actually scored when she came off the bench last week, and now she's been promoted to the starting side at hooker. And I believe, don't hold me to this, but I believe this is her first starting game.
I reckon if you're commentating this game, you are on because of the detail you just gave. Like, you've done your prep.
I have done my prep, and hopefully where I got my info from, it is correct. But for the Brumbies, I'm excited to see how American Samoa and USA Eagles prop. Her name is Sangapolu Sanele. That's her last name. How she goes, because she just joined the club a week ago from Leicester Tigers in England. Thick American accent, so American Samoan, so she'll be playing in the front row.
Give us your best American accent.
I need a sentence here. What do I need here?
After the show, we're going down there to get a chicken sandwich.
Tea. After the show, we're going down. Get out of here. That was terrible. Always having a bit of fun here. But the Force have the bye, and they'll play Penina Pacifica. And the Queensland Reds are looking to go back-to-back with wins as they take on the Tars as well on Sunday. So that will be a massive one. And here's a bit of info for you as well. Despite the competition being on for 8 years, you know, no Australian side has beat the Waratahs yet. No Australian Super Rugby side has beaten the Waratahs in this competition.
In 8 years.
The only Super Rugby team has been the Drua. To have beaten the Tars. So, and I actually think the drought will be broken this Sunday. I think the Reds are looking the goods and they're going to get the job done. Rugby Union, short, sharp, sweet as, because our man over in Japan will have all the good oil for us for that one.
It was missionaries and colonizers who brought Christianity to the Pacific over 200 years ago. But in the years since, the region has become a melting pot of diverse faiths, beliefs, and philosophies. Pacific Soul explores this and asks, what do we believe? Join host Melissa Makin for a Talanoa about our faith and beliefs on Pacific Soul. Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Sammy, we'll catch up with more Rugby Union with Toto Kefu. But for the first time this year in 2025, we welcome back the one and only Sala Tongatuki.
The Rugby League Preview.
Now comes the way to the right edge. Tongatuki!
With Sala Tongatuki.
Yes, it is time to hear from our New South Wales Origin and NRLW superstar, premiership winner with the Roosters, and Tigers best and fairest, Fetu Samoa, Angelou's player. The list goes on. She just came back from Vegas and absolutely demolished the Great Britain women's team. For the Gillaroos, and she also became...
Killed it off-field as well.
The off-field performance. Yep.
Australia's best on
new,
ground.
Australia's new favourite dancer,
new
Sala Ray-Gun. Tongatuki.
New Ray-Gun. Here she is, yes.
Oh, what an intro. Oh, thanks, boys. What a year to kick it off with Vegas. Good to be back.
Yes, they are. It looked like you enjoyed yourself. Let's start with the dancing moment. Talk us through it. Did you know that there was a dance battle that was happening at Fremont Street in Vegas in front of tens of thousands of fans? Or was it just, I'm just going to go out there and entertain everyone by that absolute amazing dance that you did?
No, I don't know what was going on there. Although I reflect back on it. And no, like there was no heads up or any plan of a dance battle or a dance-off. I just, like, obviously Jess Sergis was lucky enough to go with the Roosters last year when it launched there, and she was just saying that it's just a whole big fan thing. You just walk through up on stage and you come off the stage. As soon as we got up on stage, I could just hear my name amongst some of the girls that were still coming onto the stage from behind me. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I'm looking around, I'm like, and then I'm looking at the set of the stage. I'm like, surely no, none of that dance thing's going to happen. And then, like, one of the girls ended up just whispering over, like, she was like, oh, the Pommy girls just did a dance battle. Like, you have to, like, definitely represent us. And me, like, obviously I've gone there with a mentality, like, we want to beat them, you know, in the game. And I think it just became competitive in all different, like, areas, like, even on the stage.
On the dance floor as well.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if I went there to play footy or to go do dancing. So
it was hectic. You can thank all your White Sunday performances for the dance.
Yeah. So that routine, yeah. Is that something that you've practiced, you know, those silent ones in the bedroom in front of the mirror when you're not allowed out?
You got served
or anything like that?
No, like the girls now was just like, they were just like, they loved it so much. And I'm like, it just happened so quick. And because we didn't know what music they were going to put on for us, like obviously typical, had to just be one of those fast upbeat ones because, like, Australia. And I'm just like, I'm so used to dancing to, like, R&B hip-hop songs. Like, I used to, like, I used to do professional dancing. I was, like, competing in hip-hop and stuff, like, with dance crews when I was in high school. And as soon as I exited high school, I was still doing it. But then, yeah, I had a bit of a routine still recapped in my mind from those dancings. Those dance routines, and it just happened to sort of, I know that with any song you do, there's like an 8-6-8 count thing that you can sort of throw the same moves in with the songs. And I just sort of remember as many dance moves, because it was all like I just got thrown under the bus by the playing group. And nah, I was like,
you killed it. Jillaroos have their own Paris Tongatuki.
Exactly. The favorite move, honestly, because I back in the day, that's what one used to do. You know the one where you sort of go up on your toes and you bend and you do the shake? I don't want to say it too. In a way, I used to do that move used to try and drop it and then come back up and then, like, especially after a big preseason of squatting and the rump was... Anyway, let's move on.
Test the hammies, eh?
That's the one.
I went looking for the physio, so I never got back with the girl. So I was like, where's our physio?
You
know who did test the hammies, though?
The other bloke in Penrith.
Was our friend Brian Toto, that had an injured hamstring and was doing an old backflip and the splits. What a guy.
I didn't even know he could do a backflip. Like, that was crazy. That's impressive.
Well, before we get to the game in Vegas, what was your favorite parts of the whole experience in USA?
It definitely had to be the Fremont Street, the fan day, or fan night. It was, I've never experienced anything like that. It's just insane. Like, I'm pretty sure you were there, T.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it looked like more than, like, a couple of thousands of people. Then we don't often see that here in Australia. So I reckon it's something we can bring back or something we can do here in Australia if it's not for NRL, I don't know, a state of origin thing where they, you know, go toe-to-toe. But, and another thing for me was probably just the shops there. It's just so many times, I'm a big shopaholic person, so every time we go online shopping, you can't really order things because, like, it doesn't really ship out from US sometimes to Australia. So it was nice to have access to some of the stores there. The bank account was speaking different days.
I was gonna say, with the exchange rates, it wouldn't have been friendly at all. Just one last thing quickly before we go to the footy stuff. Mum and Dad, were they happy with your performance both on and off the field over there in Vegas?
My dad's a bit of a dancer, especially when he's on the drinks. He loves to think he's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we know a few of those blokes. Jesse Sinalefault.
I think one of them's laughing really hard right now there. So.
It's always the Samoans. Why are the Samoans always after you?
Michael Jackson dance move. Now,
Chris Brown.
All of them. Now, awesome work. Loved it. Loved watching it from afar and keeping up to date because represented everyone.
Just with your game at Allegiant Stadium, I know you had a couple HIA head knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, that's right.
How have you pulled up? Can you remember the game? Was it bad?
I remember the game vividly. Obviously, it's a cool opportunity to even just be there. But yeah, just unlucky. Couldn't finish or do like play the game the way I would have loved to, performance wise. But yeah, the man upstairs, I thank like God, like I'm safe and sound. I was cleared from my HIA two nights ago now. During Origin training. So yeah, look, it's an 11-day turnaround, like a protocol thing where you got to stand down and not do anything really. So yeah, I'm all good now. But yeah, I do remember my first HR, my first where I lost the ball, silly me, but shit mistake. I look back and I didn't have my mouth guard and I'd realised I didn't have it in my sock. I normally shove it in my sock and then we run out to warm up and straight from there we come out to just sing the anthem, and I realised I didn't have my mouth guard on me. So, yeah, the first one I got chipped, the shoulder to the typical jaw, and I was out. I was dazed, but I was really trying my best to not get taken off or, like, category one or something, where you get automatically ruled out. I'm not sure if I got it right. But, yeah, I passed the HIA, and then due to come up, like, right on the second half and, yeah, ran the ball. Oh, no, not even.
The tackle off the kickoff, a huge hit.
She changed her footing. Yeah. And then I could have dipped and just taken her ribs, but I think I was already dictated and stayed with the tackle technique I was going in with. Yeah. She just had, like, quick footwork, and I just couldn't, like, control that. So, yeah, honestly, guys, I'll tell you guys something that was so funny about that HIA, the second one. I got up, obviously I'm stumbling because I watched this back after and I'm stumbling, didn't know that. As soon as I gain a bit of consciousness and I see her on the ground and I turn around, I'm like, oh, what happened to her? And the girls are like, oh my gosh, Ali, you are definitely not here. And they were concerned for me and they just, yeah.
She's all good though. Did you hear back from her after? Was she all good?
No, I'm not sure. I caught up with some of the players after and they didn't know because she got sent to the hospital straight away for scans. She wasn't responding on the field.
I hope she's okay.
Definitely.
But it's good to see that you're all cleared from HIA. You've come back in one piece. You are training now with the preparing for a big year ahead. We've just seen the NRL kick off. We're up to round two now. You know, what game excite you this weekend?
It's definitely the Titans and the Bulldogs. Round two only. This is probably an interesting game for me. I know both teams will be looking to make a statement, especially the Bulldogs, who look to build some momentum off the back of their win last week. And obviously the Titans are fresh off a bye. So I know that they'll be ready to make a strong first impression to open their season. And probably for me, there's some exciting Polynesian matchups across the field. The players, for me, it's probably the battle between Daniel Saluka for Fifita and Tino Fa'asuama Maliawi in the forwards. I just feel like Daniel being promoted to starting front row, this is probably a good opportunity to bring the best out of his physicality and aggression to the Bulldogs pack. Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, that's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge contest between those two. Also, big Viliami Kikau up against Kalise Huss in the back 100. Row. But then David Fifita coming off the bench. So that'll be some huge matchups. Who do you think is going to win, Bulldogs or Titans?
Me is saying Bulldogs. Like, I love how they went last year. And I just feel like they're definitely ready to go another level this year. They've shown that in round one. I just got a really soft spot for Titans. I've got a good friend's partner who's debuting off the bench. I've seen him, like, literally work hard for this opportunity. So, yeah, I've said Bulldogs.
Oh, but, that's Brock Gray.
Oh, is that
Brock Gray.
Tash, partner.
I'm definitely going to go to support and watch but also Critter being from the area, like definitely one of like the brothers. So I want to also support him and his. So, yeah.
So Bulldogs. So you're going Bulldogs.
And it's at Billmore, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer at Billmore.
Hey, Sulla, before we go, we've got just a limited amount of time, but we live out at Penrith area. but they're also playing Sydney Roosters this weekend. You're our ex-clubs. Who are you going for in this one?
I don't know.
Sit on the fence. Just give me.
This is a no-brainer. Surely I thought this would have been quick.
It's a no-brainer. I'm going Penrith.
There it is.
You can't defend yourself.
Yeah, I can't. Look, I don't know, Chookies. It just seem a bit different. Yeah, like this.
Yeah, like, I've lost
Victor, the Yeah, I know it. And like Victor for me is like a massive. Like he's one of those players that can either break you or you know break the game or. I don't know. One of those game changers for me. And seeing him go in the opening round, it was probably a loss, a big loss for Roosters. But then again, you've got Spence there as well. And I feel like that'll be a huge call up for him to step up and just really lead like he not naturally does. And, it's going to be exciting to see that game between them.
Perfect.
Two.
So, yeah. Perfect.
Well, it's a big.
So it's
big.
Bulldogs and Penrith for Salah's tips. And you're listening. For your tipping competition.
Yeah, everyone.
It's all good. It's a big round coming up, round two. We'll excite them around and we'll touch base to see if your predictions are right next Friday.
Next Friday. You're back on next Friday, yeah?
Who are you picking then out of the Roosters and Penrith?
Roosters. I'm going Roosters. Always stick by Roosters, baby. Yeah. Red, white, and blue.
You should see what he says off air about the Roosters.
Honesty,
loyalty out the window. Loyalty out the window.
We will decide next Friday who's right. Well, Sala Tonga Tuki, it has been a pleasure to have you back on Nijin Footy. We'll see you next Friday.
See you next Friday. Great to have you back, Kaz.
The Nijin Footy All-Stars!
Yes, it's time to get to our Nijin Footy All-Stars. Each week, myself and T will pick from League and Rugby Union and add them to our squad, our All-Stars squad, so we can then choose the best starting team at the end of 2025. And we've got some names already, and I feel like it's only going to get harder and harder to choose each week.
They've also got to have starred in last weekend's round.
That's right, exactly. So it is a week-to-week
thing. We're going to pick a couple players each weekend, and at the end of the year, build our own superstar team. In rugby league, I've got the names so far. I think we've only done it 3 weeks now.
And I feel like for rugby league, because Union started, there weren't like the massive names that we're used to hearing because
the trials. A lot of players that have...
And the All-Stars.
That were rested. So I had, Ronald Volkman.
Yep.
And Jacob Laban.
Yep.
From the Warriors throughout the trials and also the All-Stars game. But I do have the big men, Payne Haas and also...
Oh, that's right. The front row combination. I'd love to see that someday. Who do you have?
Adam Fanua-Blake. And this week, I'm going to go with two Tongan players from last weekend's NRL round one games. First one was someone who absolutely demolished the Cowboys. He plays for the Manly Seagulls.
Oh, I know where you're going with
this. He's just leveled up. He joined the Seagulls leadership team during the offseason. And it seems like he's taken that and ran with it because the way that he played this round one game, he just showed how far ahead he is.
It was like watching under-8s again.
Yeah, like one of those big kids,
one of those big kids.
Playing in the junior footy. And his name is Hamole Olakau'atu. He'll be joining my team. Just the early balls. So dominant, winning the ruck, and then once he started to engage defenders, he was then passing the ball, using his skills to offload or pass it out the back. I think he's going to have a huge year, and I reckon I'll put him down as a early smoky for back rower, Daly M, second rower of the year.
In the Fale is a music show on ABC Radio Australia, hosted by me, Paola Tukefu. I'll be spinning my favorite tunes from dancehall to disco, calypso to country, reggae to roots, and hip-hop to house music from across the eras to keep the kids and the aunties happy. If it has a pumping groove, I'll be bringing it to you to bump you into the weekend.
In the Fale, Friday afternoons at 3 PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
Couldn't agree more.
So, Homole Olakwatu, welcome to Nijan Footy's Dream Team squad. And the other Tongan is a winger that plays for the Dragons. He scored 3 tries, and after every try, he did do a bit of a celebration, even though their team was losing. But I love the energy, and that is Christian Tui Polotu, who scored 3 tries, also was the highest meter maker for the Dragons, running 174 meters. Yes, they lost the game, but man, he had quite a performance for his team.
You must have read my notes because I've gone for 2 Tongans as well, T. And we're not being biased here, just for our listeners. It's just we're week by week, we're choosing our stars. And I've gone for, I say I'm not being biased, but for this pick, I've actually had to go with my cousin here.
Ooh,
Patrick Pellegrini.
Pellegrini.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. We've spoken about him a couple of times now. I feel like he will go in there. He will join Isaiah Armstrong-Ravulla. So come the pointy end, it's going to be a battle of who actually goes into the starting side. So that's the squad.
And we're going off season form, not name.
No, yeah, season form. And then the other one is the hooker from the Chiefs. He's a Tongan fella, Samisoni Taukeaho. He had his first start on the weekend. I thought he was impressive. And he is looking trim. And I feel like this is in for a massive year. So they are my 2 picks, back and forward each week for myself. And I feel like this is going to, oh man, I'm looking forward to all the other games and just seeing who keeps coming into our squad, T.
Yep, beautiful. All right, let's get off to more rugby union with the legend, Totai Kefu.
The rugby union preview.
Kefu! Totai Kefu!
With Totai Kefu.
Yes, each week we're joined by a giant of Australian and Pacifica rugby. He represented the Wallabies 60 times and coached the Ikaletahi for 7 years. He is back now in Japan coaching and back on Nijan Footy Fridays. It is Totai Kefu, King Kefu. Great to have you back, mates. How's the week in Japan been for you?
It's actually getting warmer here, which is absolutely fantastic. The cherry blossoms are just around the corner, so looking forward to that. Another huge influx of tourists, I bet. It's been good. It's been good. If I get down, I just get my Ichimans and rub it all over me, mate.
The Ichimans, he reckons. Oh, $100.
What's that?
About $100. Aussie. It is cherry blossom season, and I believe my friend T here, are you going for cherry blossom season?
I will be there mid-June.
Oh, mid-June. No, that's right.
What's
in the thick
that?
Of
what does that mean?
Summer. It's hot as there. Yeah.
What are you coming up here for, T?
Just doing a bit of travelling, mate. Want to experience the Japan life. I've heard a lot of good things from yourself, Lima Sopoango, who lives over there, and just something that me and my wife want to experience. So we'll be, first things first, is go straight to the 7-Eleven, grab one of those egg sandwiches and the fried chicken straight in the middle. Sammy's, he's raved on about them ones
it's
for
not bad.
The last
couple
of years.
Have you done that? Kef, I'm sure you have. Like you would have been the OG at that before TikTok and all that back in the 90s.
No, I haven't.
It was probably him.
Probably started.
I haven't done that combo, but I've done it. I've eaten them plenty separately. The crumb chicken at the 7-Eleven is outstanding.
I reckon. You know what? There's one called the convenience stores there, T. There's a heap of them. The Family Mart one is probably the better one compared to 7-Eleven or the other ones, or the Lawson's. I'm going to go Family Mart, so try that one. They all still the same, but it must be the oil that's different when they fry that chicken there.
Is this a footy show or...?
It's a food show now. We've turned it into a Japanese food show. Probably get more views, actually, if we did that. But anyway, let's get into some footy. 2 wins for our Pacifica teams. The draw over the Chiefs, what a win that one. We'll start with that one, actually. What a win that was in Lotoka. What'd you make of it?
Oh, what a round for the Polynesia. Hey, what do you expect from Polynesian round? Hey, win.
I know, exactly.
I thought tough conditions, hey, Drew and Chiefs. Well done on the calling too. I thought you did a good job, Wikesy.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well, that's a nice little shout out.
I thought you would have had it on mute. Just watching.
No, I thought tough conditions, plenty of turnovers, handling errors in the first half, but gee, some of the tries again in those conditions, those tries early in the second half from Karawalevu and Logan Namasi. I mean, some of the tries that the Drua have actually turned up in the last 3-4 weeks have been absolutely outstanding. And well done to them. It's that Lau Toka, I love Churchill Park. I've always, the Kalitahi have always had had some success there, but that's a graveyard for visiting teams, isn't it?
Yeah, and we had another huge win with the Moana Pacifica against the Hurricanes. You know, Captain Adi Sevilla playing his old club. You know, what impressed you about this victory?
Well, the first 10 to 15 minutes, I think the Canes were all over them in terms of possession and territory. And Moana did an unbelievable job just to keep him out and keep him scoreless. You know, the Moana of the past probably would have let one or two tries in. But their defence, they just held them out. And then, obviously, in the second half, especially just after half-time, they put those two quick tries on the Canes and just pulled away from them and held on in the end. But Pellegrini, Whitesy, geez.
I gave him a rap on Monday. I gave him a big rap. I thought his kicking game was probably the difference as well to create that momentum.
Outstanding. He was bloody awesome. Not only kicking game, but he set some tries up and his running game was superb. I thought, you know, him and Taumalolo, these young Polynesian kids coming through, they're really leading the way. You know, Miracle Falangi with three tries. He's been awesome for the last 2 years. He's going to turn into a really, really classy player if he's not already there. But well done to Moana. You know, they too were a bit unlucky in the early rounds. They probably should be one or more two games up, I would think.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Hopefully, there's still some defensive issues there that they still need to sort out. The Hurricanes, I think they scored, what was it, mate? I think three tries in a space of 9 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. Yeah. But so they still need to clean that area up. But hopefully they get the bye this week and they work on a couple of things. Hey, they had some famous people in their dressing sheds after the game and throughout the week. David Tua, they had George Fekosov, F1, J1, Fiji, was in the sheds singing Sweet Darling with them. In your time, who was probably the biggest celebrity that you came across or you sat and had a beer with after the game or something like that?
We had a few actors, Australian actors that come into, they were shooting, who's that? Mel Gibson, apparently. Not Mel Gibson, who am I talking about?
So that's a big name if you were sitting next to Big Mel.
Who's that Australian actor that, I forget his name now. He was shooting a film in Ireland. We played a test match against the Irish and he walked into the change rooms and sat down and introduced himself to some of the boys. The boys knew him. I didn't see him. I think I was already in the shower. But, oh, geez, his name escapes me. But, I forget his name.
But did you? Well, thanks for that, mate. I was hoping I'd get some good oil from you on that one, considering that maybe, you know why? Because your team were the rock stars back in the day. You guys were bigger than the game. So that's probably you didn't need anyone else.
No, we you know, the usual, when we went to the UK, we met the Queen.
That's a big one.
That's a huge one. Yeah.
When we went to South Africa, we met some politicians there.
Mandela? Did you have the chance to meet
Mandela? Yes, Mandela. Okay. He came. He was actually staying in the hotel, and we got an opportunity. Well, this is with the Reds, actually. We had an opportunity, if we got up at 6 o'clock, we could meet him. So that was awesome.
Did you wake up at 6 o'clock?
what do you reckon? Do you think I did?
I don't care who you are. I'm not getting up at 6.
My wife reminds me to this day what an idiot I was. He's right.
Oh, that's unreal. Well, there's some big names there, so I'm glad we got something out of you for that. Drua, they have the Brumbies this weekend on Friday, actually, tonight. They play, yep. How do you see this one go down?
Look, Yeah, the Drua can win this. They probably should have beaten them the first round when they played in Suva. Different team, the Brumbies have. They have a much stronger team this time around. But, look, Drua, with the last week's win and close losses in the earlier rounds, you know, they're just starting to build a bit of momentum. Like I said earlier, they're a really happy team, playing some really good footy as well. They're tightening things up when they need to. There's still some handling errors there, but look, they're playing some really fantastic, good-looking footy at the moment. I'm gonna tip them to be. It's going to be a close game, but I think they can win this.
T, are you going to follow that?
Nah, mate. Don't look. after last week's effort, I'll be picking my own team this week.
Okay, fair enough.
He needs to get a few more right, and then I'll jump back on. But yeah, I'm off the Totai Kefi train for now.
Oh wow! After all of those tips last year,
one chance, mate. One chance. Mate. I put my house on it. I've lost my house.
There it is.
Where's the loyalty?
I know. Unbelievable. But another big game with Moana having the bye. This one, the old Reds and Tars clash up in Brisbane. This one. It's beginning to look like probably the Tars' biggest test for this year. But what do you think here?
Yeah, geez, they've done all right to be. I think they're the only undefeated team in the comp.
Yes,
Tars. But look, the Reds—they were poor last week. There's no doubt about that. But it's a red hot Canterbury side. Look, I'm backing the Reds to bounce back here. Are they at home? I think they
yes,
are.
Yes, they
at
are.
Home.
Yep.
Especially at home. Suncorp, it's a fortress for them. I can't see them having two bad games in a row.
Okay. What was the bet last year that if in league, he would have had to, he wore the State of Origin Blues jersey?
Or we're playing the State of Origin game.
Play the State of Origin game for this one. Just a little side bet.
You?
No, all of us. If, because I'm going
Tars.
Yeah, same. That's what I mean. And if he's going the Reds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If we will rock up next week with a red or maroon jersey if the Tars don't get the job done.
Yeah, and I'll find something blue. I don't have my blue jersey here in Japan, but
You'll find something there. The Shimizu Blue Sharks, you got them tomorrow, so there'll be blue there. Just get Keps to give you something.
Suoliti's injured as well.
Suoliti's injured, yep.
Damn, that's going to hurt us.
Yeah, look.
Jake Gordon's out too, halfback, their captain.
Confident the Reds.
This bit's between you and Totai, not me, mate. This is a rugby union.
Okay, we'll stick to it. And we had a big Aisea Ahulele, the CEO for Tonga Rugby, on Fresh Off the Field the other day. He was talking about last year's performances. There wasn't up to scratch, a few changes. Have you had any rumour mills to the coaching staff around like who they're adding in there for Tonga?
No, haven't heard anything. Have you?
Yeah, I've heard that Daniel Halangahu might be joining the attack.
Awesome.
The coaching system there. But I just wanted to see if you've heard anything as well.
No, I haven't heard anything. I've actually been quite distant. But they've got their Rugby World Cup qualifiers this year.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they're trying to throw a bit more resources at the Tongan team. So hopefully I think they just have to finish.
Yeah, I think the key for them is to get the players in the door. They haven't had any access to the players I had at the last World Cup. So there's been a huge absence of players like, that I had, you know, access to, the Fifita boys, Adam Coleman, I think only came in for once, Havili. So even those Moana boys haven't really turned out for Kali Tahi in the last couple of years. So hopefully they can all get on board this year.
Oh, perfect. And we'll finish off your team. Last time we had Tupo Sopoanga on, you came up against the Shimizu Blue Sharks. Didn't get the chocolates. You get a second crack at them. This time their cousin on T. Have you got any words of advice on how to get under Lima's skin? Because he's running amok over there contract
you
year.
Send those big boys straight at him.
He doesn't like tackling.
He does not like tackling. That's why he chose rugby union over rugby league, because unfortunately in league he had to do some tackling. Bit of a speed hump, but don't give him the time with the ball as well, because he is a magician with the ball in hand. I've seen a highlight where the Tongan Thor, I always replay it, where he just runs over, bumps over Lima.
So early traffic there. Early traffic down his channel.
Early traffic straight in the middle, direct at the sternum.
Is that big Fijian guy playing? Your lock?
Waka. Yeah, Waka. We'll send him down his channel.
There we go. Just put him, line him up, short man line outs, and just hopefully you win him, and then he can just go straight down his channel.
Beautiful.
All right. Big man, we always love your work, mate. Love having you on. We'll catch you again next week, and hopefully there's a smile on your face that you've got the revenge back on the Blue Sharks.
Awesome, boys. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Knockout tipping time.
Yes, our knockout tipping comp, where Sammy and I will pick one team from League and Union each week, but we're not allowed to pick that team again for the rest of the season until we pick all the other teams.
Exactly,
and
then yep.
The next round starts again. We'll keep a score at the end of the year. The loser will buy the winner a jersey of their choice. So the score is 3-2 to me.
Oh yes, I finally caught up.
So yeah,
you've closed the gap. Close the gap.
You got 2 from 2 last week, actually,
yes.
Sammy.
Perfect.
Let's start with League. Who are you tipping?
Oh, this was a tough one. League's always tough for me because I've got no idea. So I'm actually going to go the Tigers Para game, and with Uppy coming back, is Dream Buller, is he back?
Yes, Dream Buller is named at fullback.
He is. Okay. I'm going to go to the Tigers. We're going to go to the Tigers for this game against Para.
Uppy Cordesel, Terrell May, Fanua Pole.
Surely they get the job done.
Royce Hunt off the bench.
The names.
Sonia Turuva, Jarrell Skelton. They've actually got a pretty
decent team.
And then I didn't even name skipper Jerome Lua. So
there we go. So I've gone the Tigers for that one. And for Union, I've gone the Chiefs to beat the Blues. The Chiefs are playing at home and they're going to bounce back from their loss.
Have you seen those Spider-Man jerseys? That the Blues will be wearing?
Yeah, it's the kids round in the Super Rugby round this week.
Blues don't want to be embarrassing themselves with the Spider-Man jerseys.
They sort of have these first four rounds. They haven't been going great.
Watch the bounce back.
So you're going to go the Blues, are you?
No, I'm not going the Blues. In Rugby League, I will go the Dragons to beat Souths. I just think that, they did lose round one, but they're starting to find some form. Usually it takes one or two games to get that feeling, and I think that... Yeah, their players will step up and beat the Souths, Sydney Rabbitohs. And in Union, I did like that game, Highlanders versus Hurricanes. It just reminds me of, as a kid growing up in Dunedin, those 90s, they were the big games. When you're seeing the Otago Highlanders play the Wellington Hurricanes.
Hurricanes, yep.
And, the Supawanga brothers being born and grew up in Wellington. We always had that rivalry. But I'm going to stay away.
So there was that rivalry within the family because you were down in Darina, weren't you?
I was the Highlanders. We were the Highlanders, and obviously he was the Canes. And it was cool when Lima came in, won the championship for our hometown.
That's
the Highlanders.
Right, yes.
And who did they play in the final?
The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
In Wellington as well.
In Wellington.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lima.
Oh, wow. I love that pick, eh? The Dirty South. They're always the underdogs down there.
I'm actually going the Crusaders to beat the Force.
After all that. The man wants a sure thing, but love that.
We're going the Dragons in League and Crusaders in the Rugby Union.
Perfect. What a perfect way to end the show, because that's our time up for Nijan Footy Friday. Remember, you can listen back to our Monday and Friday shows. Just search for Nijan Footy wherever you get your podcast, and we'll see you all on Monday.
See you on Monday. Ka kite. This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.